This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight, I begin the conversation with Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, about the threat represented by Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping gathering together to plan, to look forward, to be aggressive towards 140 nations attending the Belt and Road Initiative, but especially towards the United States and its allies over the Ukraine conflict and now over the Middle East conflict. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin see a new world order in which they dictate the terms. They choose the battlefields. They dominate the conversation. Right now, Ukraine is going very poorly for Russia, and the Middle East is unknown, but it certainly doesn't serve the purposes of world trade and the price of oil for China. The PRC is a threat. Russia is an immediate threat, and Mary Kissel and I speak of that. I also speak to Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, who writes his column for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, about India and its rivals, the BJP party, now commanding the Congress, the parliament, and Congress party, now in the minority. BJP, Narendra Modi's party, was quick to put out an announcement on October 7th about how appalled they were for the attack. Modi has moved very close to Netanyahu these last years. On the other hand, the Congress party was slow and ambiguous in its response to the attack, perhaps, reasoned Sadanan Dume, because the Congress party is looking for the 15% of the population that is Muslim and believes it'll curry favor by going soft on the Hamas horrors. I also speak at great length with Gordon Chang and several of our guests, speaking to the threat from China, represented by the Belt and Road Initiative Forum, and also in general about how China is working hand in glove with Russia in aggression in the Ukraine and general threats to the peace of the world. We spoke with David Maxwell of the a Global Peace Foundation, about an ammunition train, so-called, moving from North Korea to Russia. Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, was in Pyongyang in these last hours, embracing Kim, who now seems part of the axis of resistance, or axis powers, so-called by the foreign minister of Iran. There's also reason to believe that the Belt and Road Initiative Forum in China, held this last week, is not what it used to be. It's considerably lost weight. It shrunk because of its bad loans, $1 trillion thrown to buy influence around the world, and now the Chinese economy is broken. They have very little money to throw after the good money they threw before. And then it's off to speak of the challenge of two fronts, Ukraine and the Middle East. Jeff McCallson, CBS News, joins me to comment on the visit of the president to the Middle East to embrace Bibi Netanyahu and offer the support of the United States, also push aside the allegations that Israel bombed a hospital in Gaza. The president was clear that he believes the Palestinians did it. There's more evidence emerging all the time on that. Not enough to be definitive, but plenty to indicate that the Palestinians are likely suspects and that the claim of 500 dead needs to be challenged. Right now, the news reports are saying we have no way to independently verify it. That's all they're saying, as they report what the Palestinians say, 500 dead or 471 dead. The number keeps changing. and then a conversation with Peter Berkowitz about the events of October 7th, 8th, and 9th, the horror around the Gaza Strip, the kibbutzim waking up early to nightmares that are still very difficult to understand what Hamas thought it was doing, trying to achieve. Provocation, existential conflict, I don't know. It's not reasonable. I don't have to reason about mass murder. And then the question of Iran and its suspect nuclear weapons program with Andrea Sterker, who concerns herself in an article in 1945 with the possibility that Iran could use these moments of great turmoil and upset in the Middle East to accelerate its nuclear weapons program to go from 60% enriched to 90% enriched, which is nuclear fissile grade. That's weapons grade. We also speak of the fact that the embargoes, the decision by the United Nations and other to visit sanctions on Iran these years for its export of its missiles are now lifted as of October 18th, and Iran is free to sell missiles to who's ever got the cash. I also speak to Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution about the Russian economy, particularly how hard it is to see how the Russian economy can last much longer, given that it's pouring all of its money into defense, and given that it's become what one wag calls a vassal state of China. And then finally, a conversation with George Friedman about the intelligence failure, 1941, 2001, and now 2023. What do we learn from an intelligence failure? What went wrong? Finally, happy news from Bob Zimmerman about space and space exploration. The joy that I experienced in Bob's report was a new photograph of Juno, a moon of Jupiter. Beautiful, volcanic, taken by Juno, the probe to Jupiter. Another world, another way of looking at our solar system. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.